أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا حبيب إله العالمين محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. We were discussing the sermon of the Prophet, peace be upon him, just before the month of Ramadan, in which he addressed his companions, telling him that the month of God is coming towards you, بِالْبَرَكَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ, with blessings, mercy, and forgiveness. And we read in that khutbah that Prophet told to his companions that in this month, keep your tongues. وَحْفَظُوا أَلْسِنَتَكُمْ وَغُضُّوا عَمَّا لَا يَحِلُّ النَّظَرُ إِلَيْهِ أَبْصَارُكُمْ, and lower your gaze from what you are not allowed to watch in this month. وَعَمَّا لَا يَحِلُّ إِسْتِمَاعُ إِلَيْهِ أَسْمَعَكُمْ, and keep your ears from what you are not allowed to listen in this month. And that is why Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, إِنَّ الصِّيَامَ لَيْسَ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ وَحْدَهُمَا. The meaning of fast is not just refraining from food and drink. This is the superficial meaning of fast. There is a deeper meaning to fast. Fasting means that we have to refrain from what we usually do in other months, so that this month of mercy would unfold its blessings to us. So what did Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said? He says, "Laysa as-siyamu laysa min at-ta'am wash-sharab wahdahuma." So when you fast, listen carefully, this is very interesting, and this is what we have to abide ourselves by. When you fast, فَإِذَا صُمْتُمْ فَحْفَظُوا أَلْسِنَتُكُمْ عَنِ الْكَذِبِ, keep your tongues from lying. If you lie, then of course the value of your fast is reduced, or is reduced sometimes to nil. You have heard this hadith, that once a lady was swearing at her servant in Ramadan. In Ramadan, a lady was swearing at her servant. The Prophet heard, just in a sort of symbolic act, wanted to teach something to his companions, said to some of his companions or whoever were available, bring some food. They brought some food for this lady, for the Prophet, and Prophet put it there and asked the lady, come and eat. The lady said, but Ya Rasulallah, it's Ramadan, I'm fasting. The Prophet said, are you fasting really? You're swearing at your servant and you think that you are fasting, you better eat, and thus do not keep yourself starving. Of course, this was a symbolic act. Prophet wanted to say that when you swear at someone in Ramadan, it is as if you have broken your fast. So, keep your tongue from lying when you fast. وَغُضُّوا أَبْصَارَكُمْ أَمَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ, keep your eyes from what Allah has forbidden to watch. وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا, do not quarrel with each other. Usually in Ramadan, when we get hungry, we also get angry. isn't it? We lose our temper. It is very important that we keep our peace in Ramadan. Ramadan is the month of peace. By quarreling, by arguing, we lose the flavor of fasting. وَلَا تَنَازَوْا وَلَا تَحَاسَدُوا. Do not feel jealous towards each other. Of course, we shouldn't feel jealous at all in all days and nights over the year. However, when you are fasting, the very act of jealousy would keep you away from the spiritual ambience that fast has brought you in. So, وَلَا تَحَاسَدُوا وَلَا تَغْتَابُوا. Do not gossip. Do not backbite. Do not gossip against each other. وَلَا تُمَارُوا. Do not argue. وَلَا تُخَالِفُوا. Do not disagree with each other. Even صِدْقًا أَوْ كِذْبًا. Even if you are right, do not disagree with your friend. You see, anything which disturbs your peace of heart and mind, you have to put aside. Why? Because this is a month where we want to avail ourselves of the benefits which Allah has provided for us, offered to us in this month. And many other things that Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam mentions in this hadith. And then he says what to do. Up to here he was telling us what not to do. Do not argue, do not quarrel, do not feel jealous, do not backbite, do not watch haram, do not listen to haram. However, what to do? وَالْزَمُوا السَّمْتَ وَالسُّكُوتَ وَالسَّبْرَ وَالسِّدْقَ. Keep yourself a companion of samt. Silence, sukut, silence. What's the difference between samt and sukut? Both of them are silence. Maybe samt is silence inside. You know, inwardly, we may be silent outwardly, but we may be very busy and very talkative inside to ourselves. Keep silent inside, inwardly as well. Keep your peace. And outwardly was sukut. We don't need to talk much in Ramadan because this is a month of remembrance of Allah. So, alzamu samta was sukut was sabra, patience, of course, from starvation and from many other things. If people do things which may outrage you, if people do things which would instigate you to quarrel with them, to argue with them, keep patient. وَالْزَمُوا السَّمْتَ وَالسُّكُوتَ وَالسَّبْرَ وَالسِّدْقَ. And truthfulness. Now you may say, aren't these what we have to do over the whole year? Yes, of course. But while we are fasting, they find more importance. And we are more prone to receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyhow, this hadith is very long. وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّكِينَةِ. When you fast, keep your tranquility, composure in the heart, outside. You see, it is as if we have entered, when we enter Ramadan, it's as if we have entered paradise. If we keep that attitude, that attitude of godliness and goodliness, is as if we have entered paradise. وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّكِينَةِ وَالْوَقَارِ وَالْخُشُوءِ وَالْخُضُوءِ. Humbleness. خُشُوء is inward humbleness. خُضُوء is outward humbleness. Both of them. Some of us are humble outwardly. Everyone look at us and say, what a humble person. How mutawazi is that person? But inwardly we may be arrogant. We don't have khushu. Both. Sometimes we may be inwardly humble, but outwardly towards people we may not be that humble. Both of them, khushu wal khudu, and of course, in all these, you have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyhow, let's come back to this hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him. What else to do in this month? What the Prophet is telling us is that this month is not only the month of fast. It's the month of every act of good. It's the month of spirituality and charity, both of them together. وَتَحَنَّنُوا عَلَىٰ أَيْتَامِ النَّاسِ, and be kind to the orphans of the people, orphans who are not related to you. يُتَحَنَّنْ عَلَىٰ أَيْتَامِكُمْ, so that the orphans who are related to you may be looked after by others. This world is the world of compensation. You give from one hand, you receive from the other hand. We may not see it. You do good to some child, your children are looked after somewhere else. This is how God's justice, God's fairness, perform in this world. Why ayatam, orphans, are mentioned? Why orphans are mentioned repeatedly? Anywhere we see paying attention to the weak, orphans are mentioned, because orphans were the weakest members of the community. No one looked after their affairs. If someone is weak, be careful. If someone is weak, do not oppress them. Do not leave them without help. Because then Allah's wrath would come upon us. I have mentioned this before, you may remember this. In Karbala, when Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam was asked to report a hadith from his father, Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam, he said in Karbala, he said one thing to me. Hussein said one thing to me. He said, Ya Bunayya, my son, Iyaka wa dhulma man la yajidu alayka nasiran illallah. Be careful. Do not oppress, do not wrong someone who has no protection but from Allah, who has no support but Allah, no family, no power himself or herself. They can do nothing. Sometimes, for example, we find this is sometimes common in family affairs with regards to children, with regards to wives. Because we find them weak, we do whatever we want with them. Be careful. If someone has no helper, Allah is behind them. Even if you want to wrong someone who has some power to reply. If someone is absolutely helpless, then of course God would come upon you if you wrong them. So, وَتَحَنَّنُوا عَلَىٰ أَيْتَامِ النَّاسِ, يُتَحَنَّنْ عَلَىٰ أَيْتَامِكُمْ. أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, is what the Prophet says. إِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ مَرْهُونَةٌ بِأَعْمَالِكُمْ فَفُكُّهَا بِاسْتِغْفَارِكُمْ. O people, your souls are hostage of your acts. That is true. Every person, kullu nafsin, as the Quran says, kullu nafsin bima kasabat rahinah. Every person is hostage of their actions. Illa ashab al-yamin. Of course, inshallah, when we go in the presence of Allah and Allah will forgive us, then we become free of our evil acts and we go to enter paradise. But until then, and sometimes it is not possible to forgive, and those acts would take us, drag us into hell. The Prophet says, Consider, your souls are hostage of your actions. Whatever wrong we have done has taken our soul hostage, has fettered them, chained them. We cannot move up towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because we are chained by our actions, by our evil. Your souls are hostages to your actions. فَفَكُوهَا بِاسْتَغْفَارِكُمْ. Release your souls with your istighfar in this month. Istighfar, of course, is always beneficial, but especially in this month. Now, the Prophet explains why this month is so special. فَفَكُوهَا بِاسْتَغْفَارِكُمْ وَظُهُورَكُمْ ثَقِيلَةٌ مِنْ أَوْزَارِكُمْ فَخَفِّفُوا عَنْهَا بِطُولِ سُجُودِكُمْ. Your backs are heavy with loads of wrongdoings that you have committed. Awzar, whether it's something that we have to carry with difficulty. Your backs are heavy with awzarikum, with long prostrations. Make your backs light. Shake off your sins, shake off your burdens by long prostrations. In this month especially, inshallah, when you go home after the program, allocate some time for a long sujood in which you do istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's just like pruning. You know, when we prune the trees of just the additional foliage, it's, you prune your soul, you prune yourself. It's just like going to a barber shop and make yourself clean. Do it like that in this month, especially long prostration. Let me give you one very beautiful hadith from the Prophet about sajda. We have lots of noise at the back. It's very difficult to speak, actually. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said that to his companions, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَأَصْحَابِهِ أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَبَاعَدَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْكُمْ تَبَاعُدَ الْمَشْرِقِ مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. Should I not inform you of something that if you do it, Shaitan would part from you as the distance of east and west? You know, always we say, what should we do so that Shaitan do not come and whisper into our hearts, so that Shaitan gets away from us? How can I keep away from Shaitan? Now the Prophet is telling us, Ala ukhbirukum, should I not inform you? It's not by words. It's not just by some dhikr that, Ya Allah, I say this dhikr and Shaitan gets away from me. No, it's not like that. There are certain things that you have to do so that Shaitan keeps away from you. Just like mukhlasin, Shaitan keeps away from them. So should I not inform you of something that if you do, Shaitan distances from you the distance of east and from the west? Of course, they said, قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Yes, of course. What should we do? قَالَ الصَّوْمُ يُسَوَّدُ وَجْهَهُ. Fasting, it would darken his face. This is, of course, a metaphorical expression about disgracefulness. Fasting would disgrace Shaitan. How fasting would disgrace Shaitan, would darken his face? Because when you fast, your desires diminish. The natural desires in human dimensions, Shaitan wouldn't find a way to come in. This is the meaning of Shaitan being in shackles in the month of Ramadan. I will talk about it. We have in hadith that, in this hadith as well, that in this month the Shayateen are chained. It doesn't mean that literally they are chained, they can't do anything. It means that they have nothing to work on. Their hands are empty. They can't do anything. So when you fast, first of all, your desires diminish. Your attention is more to God than to yourself. And therefore, Shaitan wouldn't find anything. He would become disgraced. And also, because of his disobedience, he would see that you are obeying God with difficulty, with hardship. And he would become disgraced. Disgraced in the sense that when Allah created man, created Adam alayhi salam, he said, I will lead all his progeny astray. And Allah said, no, those who worship me, inna ibadi, you wouldn't have power over them. You will see. And in Ramadan, Shaitan is seeing that he has no power. By your fast, you are showing that Shaitan has no power over you. So he's disgraced. He's chained. His hands are tied. Doesn't have much to play with. So, as-sawm, yusawwidu wajhahu, was-sadaqah, taksiru dhahrahu. Charity would break his backbone. You see, it's very important. Keeping away from Shaitan is practice. We have to practice certain things so that Shaitan keeps away from us. On the day of judgment, we have no pretext, no excuse to Allah saying that, Ya Allah, you had given Shaitan power over us to mislead us, so we were misled. Allah says, no, I had shown you the way to defeat Shaitan. You didn't. You didn't opt for that. You didn't choose what I told you to defeat Shaitan. Charity, sadaqah, yaksiru dhahrahu, breaks his backbone. Just imagine yourself wrestling with Shaitan. Shaitan is coming to you to defeat you, to mislead you, and you want to put a fight against him. How do you put a fight against him? Give charity. You break his backbone. You defeat him. Continuously, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. Those who continuously give charity, day, night, hiddenly, manifestly. So as-sadaqa yaksiru taksiru dhahrah, breaks his backbone. What else? Wal hubbu fillah wal muwazaratu ala al-amal as-salih yaqta'u dabirah. Loving for God. You know what's the meaning of loving for God? We have in many traditions. What is the highest act that a person can do? Al-hubbu fillah wal-bughdu fillah. Loving for the sake of God, hating for the sake of God. What does that mean? It means that if I have a brother, if I have a sister who are oppressive, who are wrongdoers, wronging other people, I don't take their side. I hate what they do for the sake of God. This is al-bughdhu fillah, hating for the sake of God. We hate what is happening in Yemen. We hate what the Saudis are doing in Yemen because they are doing great zulm and oppression. This is bughdhu fillah. We may not be relatives or related to some other people in other parts of the world who are working for justice, but we love them. This is love for the sake of God. When the Imam was asked, what is the highest worship that a person can do? He said, Al-Hubbu fillah wal-Bughdu fillah. Loving for the sake of God, hating for the sake of God. And in that way, you will become lover of every good. Anyone who does any good, you love them for that sake. Anyone who does anything wrong, regardless of whether they are your relatives, your parents, your children, you hate them for the sake of that act. Of course, hating them doesn't mean that we oppress them. No. Oppression is always bad. وَالْحُبُّ فِي اللَّهِ, loving for the sake of God. This is very meaningful in the tribal society at the time of the Prophet, you know. It was the tribe, it was the clan which had the ultimate truth. My cousin, my tribesman, he has killed someone, I defend him because he's from my tribe. The Prophet said, no, you have no right to do that. You fight him. Because you have to love for the sake of God, hate for the sake of God. Al-Hubbu fi Allah wal-Bughdu fi Allah. Wal-Muwazaratu ala al-Amal al-Salih. And helping each other doing good. If we see that some people are doing some good job, we help them. This yaqta'u dabirah would uproot shaitan, would cut his roots. You see, again, Allah has shown us the way. What to do to defeat shaitan? If despite all these, we are defeated by the shaitan, it means we are very mean, very weak. Why shouldn't we be able to do this? Why shouldn't we be able to give charity, to love for the sake of God, to hate for the sake of God? وَالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ يَقْتَعُ وَتِينَهُ. Istighfar, saying Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayhi, asking forgiveness from Allah, it cuts it all, his aorta, his jugular vein, finishes him. So what Amirul Mu'minin mentions, مُسَارَعَةُ النَّفْسَ وَالشَّيْطَانِ, wrestling with nafs and with shaitan. Musara, this is in Munajat of Amirul Mu'minin alayhi salam, which asks help in wrestling with shaitan. We are wrestling in this world against shaitan. Why shouldn't we be able to defeat shaitan? Why? He tries to disappoint us. We have hope in Allah. He tries to mislead us. We have guidance in front of us. He tries to make us mean. We have means to give charity, to do. Even if you don't have anything, we can do charity work. We can help. We can do istighfar. We can fast. All these would defeat shaitan. So, this was a very beautiful hadith from the Prophet, peace be on him. So, what he said, ظُهُورَكُمْ فَقِيلَةٌ مِّنْ أَوْزَارِكُمْ. Your backs are heavy with the burdens of your sins. Lighten it, shake it off with long sujood, prostration before Allah. There's a very nice story. Once the Prophet was building a room for himself, and you know the habit of the Prophet, he didn't ask anyone. He did things himself. At home, we have heard this, we have in hadith. He sewed himself, he repaired his shoes himself, and he was just building a room for himself. This was his house, and his house were rooms, hujarat. And one of the companions who was a builder was passing. He saw that the Prophet was trying to build a room for himself. He said, Ya Rasulallah, let me do it for you. The Prophet said, I'm doing it. apparently, and said, no, please let me, I will do it. I'm a builder. So he finished the room in one day, building the room. It wasn't, of course, much, there wasn't much luxury in it. At the evening when the prophet came and he had finished it, the prophet said, thank you so much. What should I give you as a remuneration for what you did? He said, Ya Rasulallah, no, I don't want anything. I did it for free. I did it for my love to you. He said, no, but I have to give you something. He said, okay, if you want to give me something, pray that God make me your companion in paradise. What an appetite. Wow. For working one day, pray that God make me your companion in paradise. You know where is the place of the prophet and where is the place of this man? You know, whenever prophet could not respond positively, he didn't say no. He just put his head down. He put his head down for a while, contemplating, what should I say to this man? He wants to be my companion in paradise. He has done something for me, but he's asking something almost impossible. So for a long time, prophet looked down. And at the end, he said, okay, you see the generosity? You see the nature of people, honorable people? He said, okay. Then, when the man was just going off happily, he said, come here, come back. He said, I do that, but you have to help me. How can I help you? He said, with long prostrations. Because if you don't have long prostrations, if you don't have any act in this life, how can I take you? It's not a mechanical thing. How can I take you to that position? It's not in my hand, it's the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray, but you help. You help me with long prostrations. Long prostrations would cut the aorta of shaitan. Ayyuhan nas, again, continuing with the khutbah. Ayyuhan nas, man hassana minkum fi hadha shahr khulqahu kana lahu jawazan ala sirat yawma tazillu fihi al-aqdam. Whoever makes their akhlaq nice in this month, their moral behavior nice, their treatment of others nice in this month, that will be a pass for him, or a passport for him to pass over the Sirat. It's very good. 1 month. Just pledge to yourself, promise to yourself that you would treat everyone good in this month. You are good with everyone. You do not retort and reply if people outrage you. Keep calm. And then you will have the passport, you will have the authorized pass to go over the Sirat. As simple as that. Ayyuhan nas, man hassana minkum fi hadha ash-shahr khulqahu kana lahu jawazan ala sirat yawma tazillu fihi al-aqdam. The day when all steps slip from the sirat, he can pass easily. Wa man kaffa fihi sharrahu kaffallahu anhu ghadabahu yawm al-qiyamah. If you keep your shar, your evil from people, Allah will keep his anger from you on the day of judgment. Lots of blessings in this month. Now the hadith continues. A little bit of it, inshallah, I will continue tomorrow night. Then I want to turn into something very important. What should we do in this month internally? That is important. Outwardly, this is what the prophet is telling us. Be good to others. Give charity. Fast. But what should we do inwardly to benefit from this month? Inshallah, I will talk about that after we finish this hadith. And inshallah, a few words now in Farsi. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.